And the topic is that we must live in glory.
我们就必须要能够与基督同受苦。
And the criteria is that we must be able to suffer along with Christ.
我们才能够与基督一同得荣耀。
Then are we able to receive glory just like our Lord?
所以今天我们活着是主在我们里面活的。
And therefore today when we live because Christ lives in us.
我们就必须啊，不断的来灵修自己，要求自己在我们身上活出基督来。
And that is why today we need to ask of ourselves to follow the example of our Lord in order to live a life of Christ.
以圣经为准则。
To use the Bible as our guideline.
以圣灵做我们的力量。
And with the Holy Spirit as our strength.
才能够活出基督。
So that we are able to live a life of Christ.
这是我们灵修生活所要追求的目标。
And that is the goal of our spirituality pursuit.
不但这样，我们还要成就功夫的果子。
And not only so, we must also reap the fruit of the Spirit.
我们活着要知道我能够为主做什么。
Because when we live, we must ask ourselves, what can I do for Christ?
主要我做什么？
And what does Christ want me to do?
我们活着能够荣耀神。
And that when we live, we can live to glorify the name of God.
能够使人在我们身上得造就、得益处。
So that we can benefit the people around us.
那我们活着才有意义。
Then we will live a life that is meaningful.
那活着才能够得荣耀。
Then our life will be full of God's glory.
我来我们加拿大之前啊，就在法国。
And prior to me coming over here to Canada, I was visiting France.
法国有一位潘弟兄。
And we have a brother Pan in France.
他是一位重度残障者，重度的残障。
And so he is handicapped.
他因为脊椎受伤，那整个下半身是瘫痪的。
Because of his spinal cord that was harmed, and therefore he was paralyzed from the half body down.
但是主耶稣的怜悯。
But by the mercy and grace of God,
受洗起来，竟然把拐杖丢了，可以走路。
After he was baptized, and when he came out from the water, he was able to put aside his staff, and he's able to walk.
坐上来，本来是坐着轮椅。去受洗的。
At first, he was being wheeled in his wheelchair to enter into the water during baptism.
受洗起来可以走了。
But yet after baptism, he was able to walk.
开始拿两只拐杖，不必坐轮椅。
Now that he's able to walk, he was able to stabilize himself with two staff.
后来把拐杖都丢了。
Then even then after that, he was able to put aside the two staff and walk.
但是医生告诉他，你最少还要是再拿一只保护你自己。
But even then, the doctor advised him that he should carry a staff with him to protect himself.
在十几年前，他刚信主的时候。
And about 10 some years ago, when he first believed in the Lord.
已经领，可以领，这个国家的这个残障补助金。
And at that time, he was able to receive the disability compensation from the government.
一个月可以领6000多块法郎。
And every month, he was able to receive 6,000 francs.
因为他还有一个太太，三个女儿。
Because he has a wife and also 3 daughters to support.
感谢主，他不要。
Praise and thank God, he refused to receive this benefit.
他祷告主耶稣。
He prayed to the Lord.
让他可以自己自立自养。
That he was able to become independent and sustain himself.
他反而去申请工作证。
But on the other hand, he rather went and applied for a work visa.
社会局的人劝他不要。
But however, the society and the union, they advised him not to do so.
所有的亲友 都骂他，笑他，你傻瓜。
And all his friends and relatives, they all mocked at him and they thought he was foolish.
每个月可以从社会局领6000多块法郎，你不必工作，全家可以生活，你为什么还要去工作？
And they scolded him and mocked at him, telling him that you can receive 6,000 francs from the government and that is able, you're entitled to this benefit and that you do not need to work. Why do you go ahead?
他觉得我需要活得有尊严。
But however, he believed that he need to live with dignity.
我不要因为我被人看作残障来领补助金。
Because I refuse to be seen as a handicapped and rely on the benefit.
我求主耶稣让我可以自己工作。
Because I pray to the Lord that I am able to work.
但社会局的人告诉他，你一领到工作证，你就没有补助了。
But however, the union,
所有补助都没有了。
The union told him that once you receive your work visa, you will not be entitled to any disability benefit.
他说不要紧。
He replied that it's okay.
他开计程车。
Because he is driving a taxi.
感谢主。
Praise and thank God.
十多年来。
After 10 some years.
他活得非常有尊严。
He was able to live with dignity.
神没有辜负他。
And that God was not fallen short of him.
我这次去的时候。
This time when I went to visit.
传道告诉我。
And the preacher told me.
他三个女儿都大学毕业，研究所毕业。
That his three daughters were able to go for graduate studies and at a university.
都得到非常好的工作。
And they all have good jobs.
并且他现在有三间房子。
And that today he has three houses in his property.
感谢主。
Praise and thank God.
大家为他感到荣耀。
And everyone was so glorified and proud of him.
因为他活得非常有尊严。
Because he was able to live with such great dignity.
感谢主。
Thank God.
不但这样，他带领了许多人来信主。
And not only so, he was able to bring many friends to the Lord.
因为他觉得今天他得到重生。
Because he felt that he is being reborn, he received a new life.
不只因为受洗得到重生生命
，Not only the new life at the point of baptism，
他也得到一个重生的生活
，But he also received an entirely new lifestyle。
啊，所以他不断的，虽然不是很方便啊，他不断的开着计程车带慕道者。
So even though it was rather inconvenient, but still he insisted on driving.The friends and seekers of the truth by his taxi.
我觉得他活得很有荣耀。
And I truly feel that he has a dignified life.
确实我也一直觉得神为什么让我们活着。
And so therefore it allows me to ponder upon our existence and why does God allow us to live?
我深深感受到我有几次啊，生命的危险，主耶稣让我活过来。
And I also deeply experienced the fact that my life was at a point of danger many times, but yet God allowed me to live on.
开始第一次是已经做当传道了啊，结果啊，因为生活没有节制过劳，得到了中度肺结核，大量出血。
And that was at the point when I first became a preacher and I was overworked and my body was driven to the point of fatigue that I was afflicted with pneumonia and I pumped out a lot of blood.
几乎没有生命了，一直在出血发高烧。
I almost died because I kept bleeding and I was with high fever.
主耶稣怜悯让我活过来。
But by the mercy of God, I was able to live.
32年过去了。
From that point until today, 32 years have passed.
我很少感冒。
I hardly attained fever.
主耶稣让我完全康复。
Our God, by His mercy, allowed me to completely healed.
我觉得是主让我活着。
And I believe that it is God who allowed me to live.
还有，当传道之前，车祸，该死的。主耶稣让我活着。
And also before I became a preacher, I was I got into a very fatal car accident and I almost died, but God allowed me to live.
退休之前又发生一次车祸。
And before I retire, again I met with another auto accident.
那个英国罗佛的车啊，应该是非常坚固的车。
And in fact, the car that I was driving, it should be it's a very good make car.
结果撞到那个在台北那边堤防里面的疏洪道里面的水泥柱，整个车子报废。
And yet, however, the car I got hit into the side curb that is totally cast in concrete, and so the car was totaled.
那天是安息日晚上。
And it happened on the night of the Sabbath day.
星期五晚上就很迟睡了，很晚睡了。
So that Friday night, I slept very late.
安息日早上一早就起床。
And I got up really early that Sabbath morning on Saturday.
因为当区务者，所以要巡牧教会。
And because I was a regional coordinator, I need to go around visiting the churches.
教会早晨结束之后就跟弟兄姐妹一起这个沟通。
And after the service was over, I had fellowship with the members.
然后下午赶到另外一间教会聚会。
And then in the afternoon, I went ahead to another church.
聚会完又赶到另外一间教会来负责这个丧礼。
And after the service was over, I had to go to another church to conduct the memorial service.
晚上又赶到这个板桥小区参加小区会议。
And then at night, I had to drive over to the region of Banqiao for a service over there.
到晚上十一点结束，我一个人开车回家，回淡水。
And everything concluded at 11 o'clock at night, and then I had to drive home.
因为想开这个疏洪道里面车子少比较好开，就走疏洪道。
And so I thought that if I drive along the private laneway, it will be a smoother ride. And so that is why I chose that route.
但是呢，疏洪道不要大卡车进去，所以都有用那个水泥砖挡着。这个轿车要慢慢开才能够通过。
But because along these private laneways, they have concrete pillars to prevent big trucks from entering in the pathways. And that is why only smaller cars.Could drive in.
那天晚上十一点的时候又下毛毛雨，视线不是很好。
And also that night at 11 o'clock, there was some rain, and so it was pretty foggy.
开，前面那个又一盏路灯坏掉了。
And then as I was driving, it so happened that one of the street light was down.
当我发现了前面有那种水泥桩的时候，连刹车都来不及就撞下去了。
And then when I realized that there was a concrete pillar right in front of me, it was too late. By the time I slammed on my brakes, my car had hit onto the concrete pillar.
我太太说，因为你没有电
My wife says that
身体力不够了。
My wife says that because I'm running low on energy, my body is burnt out.
我说因为是路灯坏掉嘛，视线不良嘛。
Then I said that no, it's because the street lamp is out and the vision is unclear because it's raining.
但是我媳妇告诉她妈妈说，妈，你跟爸爸说开车慢一点嘛。
But my daughter-in-law told my wife to tell me that to please slow down when I'm driving.
可能这些全部都是原因。
Perhaps all these are the reason put together.
结果车子一撞下去的时候，哇，就懒惰呼吸了。
And so once my car slammed onto the pillar, I almost stopped breathing.
那个时候，我一个观念就是可能我就要走了。
At that moment,Right in that split second, I thought that I was about to die.
这个时候我就想到这个洪德明传道，现在是洪信德长老
And at that point in time, I thought about Elder Hong.
他来过我们温哥华。
And who used to be Preacher Hong, who came to visit our church couple of years ago.
他整个内脏都被医生掏空了。
That his entire internal organs are all being taken out.
他开始之前呢、啊、是胆啊割除。
At first, he had his gall removed.
后来又发现是胆管癌。
Then he realized that it was the gallbladder that had cancer.
虽然做了手术。
Even though he had gone through surgery.
但是医生手术之后发现不对。
But after the surgery was over, the surgeon realized that something was
wrong. 必须再第二次再开刀。
That he must go for a second surgery.
如果不开刀就没命了。
If he doesn't go for a second surgery, he will die.
如果开刀也是没有10%的这个生还机会了。
And even if he chooses to go for surgery, he has less than 10% of hope to live.
当然还是要开刀。
But still, there is that little chance, and they went ahead with the surgery.
整个十二指肠割除。
So the entire intestine was removed.
这个胰脏割除，脾脏割除。
The gallbladder and the pancreas were all removed.
所以大家笑他说，只有孤脏留下来而已。
And so people laughed at him that only the rest of the bladder was remained.
整个内脏器官通通拿掉。
All the necessary organs were removed.
那个时候还要接受第二次开刀，已经希望渺然。
And to have to go for a second surgery, they are facing great risk because the hope was very slim.
所以在他的想象里面，他可能这次进去已经出不来了。
So therefore, in Elder Hong's heart, he thought that he may enter into the surgery room, but he may not be able to come out of it.
就拉着他太太的手。
So he held on to his wife's hand.
以微小的声音告诉他，谢谢你陪我走了人生这段路。
And he whispered to his wife very softly to thank her for walking with him all this journey of his life.
就进去了。
And then he went into the room.
但是确实生命在神手中。
But indeed, life is in God's hand.
主耶稣竟然让他再生还。
Yet God allowed him to revive and to live on.
现在就在台湾神学院里面当专任讲员，继续能够侍奉神。
And so now he's able to continue as a seminary lecturer at the seminary of our church in Taiwan, Theological Seminary.
他本该可以退休了。
In fact, he should retire by now.
但是他想，今天我还活着，是主耶稣让我活着。
But he thought to himself that today the fact I can live on because of the sake of my life.
我应该好好珍惜善用余下的时光。
And so therefore, I need to cherish the rest of my life and give it back to God.
感谢主，主耶稣让他身体越来越好。
So praise and thank God that God allowed him to become healthy and strong.
所以当我出车祸的时候，
And so therefore, when I got into the car accident,
我就想到洪传道。
So I thought about Elder Hong.
我就想我要走了。
I thought I was going to die.
但是我还没有跟我太太说，谢谢你陪我走人生这段路。
But yet still, I haven't had the chance even to thank my wife for walking with me along life's journey.
我就这样走了，不应该。
How can I just take off like that without thanking her?
所以我就祷告主。
So I prayed to the Lord.
有一个观念。
And then a thought came to my mind.
好像主耶稣对我说，
It seems as if God is telling me,
你这个懒惰的人你以为这样就可以走了，那么轻松
It seems as if God is telling me that you are such a lazy person, how do you think you can just live this world so simply?
你还有工作做。
Because you still have work to do.
所以我又开始呼吸了。
And then so I continued to breathe again.
打电话回家。
And then I called home.
小儿子来接我。
And then my younger son came to pick me up.
打电话给拖吊厂。
And then they called the auto collision department.
结果花了1800块的拖吊费, 车子却没有办法再修复, 结果白白浪费掉了。
And we spent $1,800 for the car to be repaired, but it was beyond repair, so we even wasted that money.
我儿子来接我回家。
When my son came to pick me up to drive home,
经过马街医院,
and we passed by the hospital,
我儿子说, 爸, 你应该, 进去急诊。
And my son told me that I should go into the hospital for a medical checkup.
结果照了X光。
So I went and took an X-ray.
医生看诊之后觉得你怎么这么幸运哦。
And then the doctor told me that you are so fortunate.
照说你的车子整个都报废了，你应该最起码会气胸，也就是说胸部碰到压到撞这个方向盘，你的肺会急迫会内出血。
Because the doctor says that by right, because of this car accident where it's such a huge impact, by right your chest should have hit upon the driving wheel and that it could have caused internal bleeding.
竟然没有内出血。
But yet there was no internal bleeding at all.
肋骨也没有断掉。
And I did not break any of my rib cage.
我说, 主留下我生命。
So I know that God has sustained my life.
回到家里已经2点了。
And when I got home, it was 2 o'clock in the morning.
但是 早上6点, 赶快再起床。
And I quickly got up 6 o'clock in the morning.
开了我儿子的车。
And I drove my son's car.
去参加8点的丧礼。
To attend a funeral service at 8 o'clock in that morning.
因为这场丧礼我不去不可以。
Because I had to attend that service.
他们全家是我在板桥的时候来归主的。
Because that whole entire family came to the Lord when I was a resident pastor in Banqiao.
这个弟兄39岁, 主耶稣带他走了。
And this brother, at the age of 39, God called him.
所以我不能不去。
So I had to go.
一直到那天晚上, 我还要参加长庚医院的那个医院布道。
And right till my whole schedule was so full, and even that evening, I need to go for evangelical service at the church in Changgen.
因为早就安排好了。
Because all these were scheduled already.
回到家里11点多了。
And when I got home, it was 11 o'clock at night.
睡到半夜的时候。
And when I slept to midnight,
醒过来。
I woke up.
因为那个肋骨开始痛得没有办法忍受。
And I experienced an acute pain on my rib cage.
所以我太太笑我说, 你这个神经那么麻痹, 撞了车, 经过1天多, 现在才痛。
And then my wife was able to laugh at me that your nervous system is so numb that after a day and a half of the car accident, now you feel the pain.
我说, 主耶稣知道, 我还有工作做, 不能痛啊。
And I told her that because God knows that I still have work to do, I cannot suffer the pain at that time.
所以现在工作做完就可以痛了。
So now that I finished my work, I have time to experience the pain now.
哇，痛了很久。And
the pain was around for a long time.
不过感谢主了。But
thank God.
借着这次车祸，肋骨受伤痛。
That through this car accident, I had pain on my side.
让我更深地感受到, 哇, 这个肋骨是保护我内脏的。
To allow me to truly understand that my ribcage was there to protect my internal organs.
如果没有这个肋骨保护我的内脏啊, 我的内脏可能碎掉, 早就死掉了。
If not for this ribcage to protect my internal organs, there's probably internal bleeding and that I would have died.
所以我就更深感受到, 哇, 神为什么用男人的肋骨造女人呢?
And so that is why I understood why God created woman out of the ribs of Adam.
就是要保护我们的心嘛。
Because she is there to protect our heart.
所以啊，这个肋骨一痛，连休呼吸都困难，都痛，晚上没有办法睡觉。
Because then I experienced the fact that when my ribs was hurting, I could hardly breathe and I could hardly sleep at night.
感谢主，从那一天开始才懂得疼惜太太。
So I pray and thank God that from that day on, I learned to even cherish my wife even more.
哎，肋骨不能让她痛。肋骨一痛，你整个身体啊就痛苦啊，受不了哦。
Because you cannot allow your wife to be in pain, because it will cause your entire body to be in pain.
不过当然啊，就更深感受，今天活着是主让我活。
But of course, even beyond that, I deeply experienced the fact that God gave me life, allowing me to live because of His sake.
所以我感到我不能为自己活。
Therefore, I know that I cannot live for myself.
因为今天我是主让我活的吗？我怎么可以还为自己在活呢？
Because today God allowed me to live, so how can I live for myself anymore?
活着更应当啊，为那让我们活着的主活。
And so, every moment that I live for the sake of Christ who allowed me to live.
所以我太太常常说，你退休了，退休就退休，为什么还要那么忙？
And that is why my wife, she was so concerned that now that I retire, why do I still keep myself so busy?
我说因为主耶稣让我还活着嘛。
Because I say to her that God allowed me to still live.
还有一点剩余价值嘛。
I still have a little value of the remaining of my life left.
我就要好好珍惜善用这个剩余的时间嘛。
So I have to fully cherish and utilize the last portion of my life that is left.
所以当我不能动了，我你就更辛苦了。
So the moment when I can hardly move, then it's your turn to take over.
我还可以动，你就幸福了。
And the fact that I can still move, you are in fact very fortunate.
真的，我们如果经过那个死亡的边缘再回过来的时候，我们才会珍惜生命的可贵。
Because indeed it is true that if you had journeyed past the boundary of death and tasted death, when you come back, you'll realize how precious life is.
所以我虽然退休，退而不敢休，怕老命休掉了。
So therefore, I know that even though I retire, I cannot lay down my work, if not my life will be gone as well.
所以趁着还活着，能够成就一些功夫的果子。
So therefore, as long as I can still live, I can still give.
啊，最起码我们将来不要空手朝见神。
That I know that I cannot face the Lord empty-handed when I see Him on that day.
所以保罗说，我深信我还要活下去。
And that is why Paul says that I believe that I must continue to live on.
并且为你们更要紧。
And it is all for your sake.
也就是保罗他认为他活着要让人啊，因着他在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
Because Paul knew that the fact that God allowed him to live is to edify the entire church and to bring joy to everyone.
所以我常常被保罗的话所感动。
And that is why I'm always deeply moved by the words of Paul.
我活着，是不是能够让人在所信的道上又长进又喜乐呢？
That if I were to continue to live, am I able to edify the entire church and let them have the joy of Christ?
能不能使人得造就？能不能因为我的存在让人得到喜乐？
And am I able to benefit all those people around me?And because of my existence, they can receive great joy.
有一件事情不断地让我得到警惕。
And there is one matter that always caused me to be on high alert all the time.
有一次几个人相聚在一起。
And there was one time when a few of us gathered together.
有一个人走过来。
There was one person who came over.
大家说不要再讲话。
And everyone hushed and said, don't speak.
啊，大头伯来了。大头伯来了。
谁是大头伯？
那个走过来，那个大头伯来了。
Oh, the person who came over is someone who is big-headed.
我莫名其妙。
So I do not understand.
结果那个人走过来。
So that person came over.
看到大家不讲话。
And saw that everyone was silent.
哦，他就发飙了。
And so he began to speak.
你们又在讲我什么坏话？
What are you all gossiping against me now?
大家都不讲话。
And everyone was silent.
一定又在讲我什么？不讲我来了，你们就不讲话。一定又讲我坏话。
And he was so angry, he says that you must be gossiping against me. If not, why are you silent right now?
没有两个铜板不会响的。
Because without the clang of two coins, there would not be any sound.
所以大家不讲话。
So no one is speaking.
他就走了。
Then he left.
走了之后就问他们。
And when he left, he asked them.
那个人头又不大，你们为什么叫他大头伯？
And I asked them, that person's head is not that big. Why do you call him a big-headed man?
哎呀，你没有看到刚才那个场面吗？他头不大，但是他不管到哪里都叫人头大。
But they replied to me that didn't you see the atmosphere earlier on? Even though he's not big-headed, each time when he come over, he caused us to have a headache.
所以我常常提醒自己。
So I always remind myself.
不要做大头伯。
That I do not want to be a big-headed person.
我们不管到哪里。
So that no matter where we go.
应该要成为一个和平的使者。
That we should be an ambassador of peace.
要因我们的存在给人带来喜乐。
That because of our existence, we can bring joy to everyone.
哎，正如保罗所说。
Just like what Paul says.
那我们活着就有意义。
Then when we live, our existence would have meaning.
活着就有荣耀。
And when we live, we will have glory.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.